Marion Combs is here for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You're in sunshinier places and warmer climes.
I do. I have this sort of leftover store of vitamin D in my body that I am fast using up.
Leave some here.
Yeah, right, right. What do we got coming up this weekend?
We got lots of stuff coming up this weekend. You know, and I feel like I need to make up for lost time. So I have four events here, not three is my usual.
That's fine.
And first off, last weekend, it's your last weekend, folks, to go see Lonely Soldiers, Women at War in Iraq. This is at the History Theater in St. Paul. Stories of soldiers on the front lines of America's most recent wars. Women in uniform. And these are, you know, particularly provocative and timely stories. It's by award-winning author Helen Benedict. It's based on interviews with soldiers stationed on the front lines in Iraq. Real words of seven battle-tested women warriors recounting their experiences on the battlefield and in the barracks. I think it's going to be pretty darn compelling stuff. And it's only got one weekend left, so I haven't. I was out of town. I'm trying to catch up, folks.
All
so
right.
Don't blame me. But yeah,
you still have time to go.
Yeah,
you can go. See
exactly.
It.
Yeah. Lonely Soldiers, Women at War in Iraq. That's at the History Theater in downtown St. Paul. Now, we have a couple of things going on here that seem kind of related to me, so I brought them out. I usually don't talk about book signings or book readings, author readings, but this one is a local treasure. And when I saw that he was going to be reading at Subtext, I thought, I got to talk about this. This is Mahmoud El-Khati. He's going to be discussing the book, The Myth of Race, The Reality of Racism. He is a noted professor and a civil rights icon, as well as a local treasure and gem. And this is a book of his that he has reissued with more stories and essays. And there he starts talking about this book by saying the Ashanti proverb says that if you know the beginning well, the end won't trouble you. So this is the 20th anniversary re-release of his book, The Myth of Race and the Reality of Racism. And he's going to be talking about that tonight at Subtext, starting at 7 o'clock. That Subtext is the bookstore in St. Paul that's underneath Nina's Coffee Shop Cafe.
Oh, over sure. There. Yep. Yep.
Where Garrison Keillor's bookstore used to be.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They Common Good Books moved out and mm-hmm. Subtext moved in. And of course, being perfect because it's underground. So
clever.
Subtext.
Very clever.
Yeah, very clever. Related to that, Penumbra has a production that's been getting great reviews of The Mountaintop. This is at being performed at the Guthrie on their McGuire and Proscenium stage, but it's a Penumbra show. And this is a very young playwright, Katori Hall, who came up with this retelling and a reimagining of Martin Luther King's last night before he gives the mountaintop speech and then is famously assassinated at his hotel. This takes place the night before in the hotel room. And he ends up, it's an imagined conversation with him and a hotel maid. But this hotel maid she's special. Let's just say she seems to know a lot about him. And so they end up wrestling with all these ideas and his role and what he's there to do through this conversation that takes place. It's just really dramatic story. And the two-person cast, and they both are getting amazing reviews for their performances.
Sure.
So really compelling. And, you know, as one reviewer put, you know, aren't you kind of tired of the traditional tried and true depictions of Martin Luther King? This is really refreshing and really takes a new look at the man and the ideas around who he was and what he did for his society. So that's pretty darn cool. And then finally, Convivir. Get a little movement. This is Zorongo Flamenco Dance Company is presenting Convivir, Seven Dances to a More Compassionate World, which is something I would love to see someday. So Convivir is inspired by the convivencia, or coexistence period in Spanish history, when Jews, Christians, and Muslims lived together in an atmosphere that was remarkable for its lack of religious strife. So this is going to bring together flamenco guitar, singing and dance, as well as hip-hop, Sephardic and Arabic music and dance and poetry.
Holy cow.
Yeah. I mean, just it sounds like it's going to be such a rich event. That is April 4th through 6th. That's this weekend only at the Kohl's Center in downtown Minneapolis.
Man, that sounds fascinating.
Yes.
And about a fascinating era that I don't imagine many people are aware of.
Exactly.
Existed.
Yeah. It's really the whole Sephardic culture is really amazing and rich. So we have theater, we have dance, we have bookstores. We've got a little bit of everything this weekend. And this weekend only, all these events. Well, okay, the Mountaintop goes on beyond this weekend, but the other stuff is this weekend only. So get out there, folks.
All right. It's like a furniture sale of...
fire sale.
It's like a fire sale of great art this weekend. Marianne, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.
Marianne Combs, who joins us every Thursday morning for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Check out her blog, which is State of the Arts. You'll find it at nprnews.org. I see my Marianne.